spend time on, they spend time on Talmud Torah, they spend time Talmud Torah specifically. The first paragraph was thinking about learning Gemara effectively, learning Gemara spiritually, and then he spent a couple of days looking at what he has to say about Tfilah. And then yesterday we began the third paragraph, where he returns back to Talmud Torah from a very different perspective. So the third paragraph is really about diversifying your learning. So understanding that to build your identity as a profound Jew, build your identity as a profound human being, a couple pieces have to come into play. Yesterday we looked at number one, and today we look at the rest. Yesterday we looked at learning halacha, and having a bikiya seder halacha, we discussed different possible svarim, options, pros and cons, kisur shulchan aruch, hayada, mishnah berurah. Regardless of the details, regardless of what your flavor is in terms of what's safer will float your boat, but adopting that personal seder, figuring out when it's going to happen. A half hour a day, 15 minutes a day, 20 minutes a day. But having a goal to pick up a lot of bikiyas and halacha to know what to do as a Jew, even before you get to the point where you're learning the sechtas, the iyun halacha, to know what to do, that's number one. But that's critical, it's necessary, but it's not sufficient. That's shlav aleph, to know halacha. I quote the name of Rabbi Abraham J. Persky. I'm sure many of you have heard of him, but either as a substance abuse, the king of substance abuse counselors, he built this remarkable facility in Milwaukee, as a chassidus rebbe, as a massive talmid chacham, as a wise yoetz, as a very, very fascinating, multifaceted man. And also a Baal Boston rabbi, Taus Shul and Tinek, a well-known fact. I think the quote in the name of Rabbi Abraham J. Tversky, he said, once upon a time, to raise Erech Yidin, it was enough for the parents to be Shulchan Aruch Jews. Nowadays, with the increasing complexity of life was always complex, different ways. His line was that nowadays, with the increase, he said, maybe once upon a time, you could have raised Erech Yidin just by being, if the parent was a Shulchan Aruch Jew. But nowadays, for sure, just to raise Erech Yidin, it's not enough to raise Shulchan Aruch Jew, you got to be a Mesillas Yesharim Jew. That's sort of captured from a different perspective what Revolver is talking about here. Shlav Aleph, the first item on his list of how you're going to essential svarim from which to diversify was halacha. So now we turn our attention to number two, which was chumash, the word of the Lord. Chumash specifically with Rashi and Rambam. So take a look here in the middle of page Chavtes. Yisod ha-yisod shehu naseinu hu sefer ha-Torah. As we turn our attention from halacha to machshava, the foundation of everything, the foundation we believe in, is Torah, as in Chamisha Chumash Torah. Eimam l'smok ha-mashal ha-magnu v'yal du-seinu b'veis ha-sefer b'cheira. Don't think, oh yeah, Chumash, I learned that in elementary school. I'm good. We spoke about when we were learning Yom Kippur. Bereishis was written for children. It was certainly not written just for children. Davka ha-mizkaber ba-mivugar, or maybe ha-mizbager. Davka ha-mizbager ba-mivugar chayvim lo-moreitev. Lidilug v'lo v'havlo. Lach yisdechiyum shnei mekav echatarim. Specifically, teenagers, people who are maturing, and people who are mature adults, need to learn Chumash. It says not just without skipping and without sort of just swallowing it up to the Yotzei Shnei Gevecha Targum, it'll be Ian or the Diktuk to learn it carefully. It was written by God. There's a lot going on. We're not going to find it unless we work at it. Ian of a Diktuk to Rashi, and he points out that the Rosh already talks about Rashi and Chumash to that big book Hashem Tuchel. But even with the Rashi, Mechayev Harivam Lechapes as Hamokom Imenu Lachach Rashi as Beuro. Because if you're going to learn Rashi seriously, so 95%, I believe that's the statistic. 95% of Rashi Torah is material that's not his own. 95%, I believe, that's Rav Shavel in the introduction to his He's famous for putting out a Rabban al Torah, but he put out many Rishonim al Torah through Masada Rav Kook. One of the lesser known works that he put out, that lesser known as put out by him, is Rashi. He put out a critical edition of Rashi al Torah, Perushe Rashi al Torah. Very, very fascinating, and very fascinating introduction. The introduction, he points out, I think it's 95% of the material in Rashi al Torah is quotes from Gemara, Yerushalmi, Midrashei Halacha, Midrashei Agada, and the much of the contribution of Rashi is in number one, what he chooses, the Melechas Boer, of all the material in Chazal to choose, he's choosing very specific things, so what he's choosing, and the way in which what he brings out, the way he phrases things is golden. But you're going to often appreciate Rashi more if you look back. Figure out, and most Chumashim just will have Mar Makomos to Rashi every once in a while. If you open up, let's say, a Masada Rav Kook, whether it's Rav Chavel's edition of Rashi, whether it's a Taras Chaim, they give you very, very thorough footnotes. Tabi Yeshu Dayek, Mahechriyach has Rashi, the Varek Moshe Mubarak. Oh, it's a Vesa. What's bothering Rashi? What's driving Rashi to choose this approach? Kayadua ein Rashi mevi divrei Agada, emeim ha-pshak, ba-pasuk, mechrichol lakach. Rashi quotes, even when it quotes divrei Agada, there's something in the language of the pasuk that's driving it, as Rashi himself talks about near the beginning of his page. Tamid la'mod al zeh mahechriyach b'pshat, sheviyu lahazker divrei Agada u'medush. To learn Chumash and Rashi and Ramban well and thoroughly. The Chasam Sofer, in one of his tshuvas, has glorious things to say about Ramban al Torah. I believe the Chasam Sofer was actually instrumental in reviving the learning of Ramban al Torah, which in part involved getting printers to reprint it. He writes in a tshuva that it's you know, maybe a couple of copies of Ramban al Torah in an entire country. They were very, in the early 1800s, late 1700s, they were very, very hard to find the sefer, which is both cause and effect with it not being learned. If there isn't a market, so it doesn't get printed, and if it doesn't get printed, then if people don't have it, they're not learning. And then he moves on. If the first element of basic svarim to build our emunah, to build our yadas, is chumash, together with Rashi Ramban, the Torah's Amidos, for focus on Amidos in particular, Kavu Chazal Maseches Avos B'Shas. There is a Masechta. When Chazal put together Mishnayos, there is a Masechta dedicated to Tikkun Amidos. Pirkei Avos. We know that, but let's consider that. Sheba Kol Kol Avos Amidos. Avos Mechal De'ikatolos. He's a quick line about the terminology. Why it's called Avos is a good question that many Mepharshim deal with. So he's indicating number one, quoting the Gemara in Bava Kama and Shabbos about the terminology of Avos Malachas or Avos Nezikin, that they are categories that have a lot of derivatives, that have a lot of details, like Avos Malachas, you know, Toldos. So Avos Mechal Deka Toldos, the pithy statements of Chazal and Pirkei Avos are the Avos of a lot of detail that you can unpack into this, and also. In the same line, he indicates another way of looking at the term of the name Avos, Agra Beuro Mara Makom Lakulin Bikra. The Beir Agra on Avos, he's dedicated to showing the sources in Tanakh for the statements of the Tanakh and the Gemara. That's another aspect of Avos. The Gemara says also Avos Nezikin mean they're called Avos because these are the things that appear in the those are the cases that appear in the Chumash. So the very name of it speaks both to the fact that it's Tarshah Perud and Tarshah B'Chsav, and these are Klalim, they can have much broader application than just the one detail mentioned in the Mishnah. The Masechah Zavas on the Yodim, Kate said Nirachasim. And if we learn of this, we're talking about learning Pirkei Avos. The Pirkei Avos, why is it so important to learn Pirkei Avos? Not only appreciate that Pirkei Avos is so dense, that every line is a not just a detail, but a category of thought that will have a lot of detail. Appreciate not only that Pirkei Avos is rooted in Tzukim and rephrasings and representations of ideas that are a priori than the Tanakh. But let's think about what actually the content is. The Gemara says, you want to be a chassid, you should work on on the topics of Pirkei Avos. If you want to be a chassid, you could be chassidish with a beard and peis and a garter, you could be chassidish without a beard and peis and a garter. It could be on different flavors. But to be a chassid in the language of Chazal is to be someone who goes the finish or sadid. It means someone who's being, thank you, someone who's being ambitious in his yavas. Someone who wants to not just, you know, check in, check out, but to go for the max. So the Gemara, one of the three things the Gemara says, Gemara points to three masechtas that you need to focus on implementing in your life if you want to strive for excellence in your avodas Hashem. And one of the three is avos. And that is, according to many girsos, what is this chassidus? You'll get chassidus, shkoyach. What's chassidus? He points out they're going to make yourselves. Chassidus is the top of the ladder. That Gemara Avodah Zarah, that Rav Pinchas Ben Yair's A leads to B, B leads to C, the Hebrews to Zriz to the Kitzin, and so on and so forth, which Mesil Shisharm took as the organizing principle, as we saw earlier in the year, for the entire state of Mesil Shisharm. There are different girsos as to how the list progresses. And not the Mesil Shisharm's girsa, but the more common girsa has chassidus at the very top of the list. At the very end of the top of the ladder, the last item on the list. He says, that's an extraordinary madriga, this chassidus. And you're telling me when the key ingredient for chassidus is putting avos into action in your life, living Mishnayos avos. Wow, don't you think that that's pretty critical to being the learning that will build you as a Jew? So if you're going to take avos seriously, you can learn it with rishonim. Befrat in Perush Rabbeinu Yonim, quotes from the Maharik, Ein Kamosel Karebes at Verm Alev. None like Rabbeinu Yonah to make it heartsick, to bring to connect avos to one's heart. I remember when I was in Bar Shraga for four wonderful summers, they used to tell us. This was many years after the Petir, a few years after the Petir of Dr. Kamatsky. He had been a major, major personality on the American Jewish scene and in Ashraj in particular. He said that he used Shabbos afternoon, he would be Toveya guys, how come there are so many Masechus Avodah Zarah on the shelf on the Shabbos afternoon? What does that mean, and what does that have to do with our context? So the second question will answer the first question. If you're looking for a Pirkei Avos, you can look in a set of Mishnayos. You probably know, maybe you don't, all of Mishnayos appear in a set of Talmud Bavli. Even those Masechtas that don't have Bavli, all of Zerug except for Brachos, all of Taharis except for Nida, a couple handful of other Masechtas, here and there, Shkalev, Adios, Avos, Midos, Kinim, they all appear in a full set, Vilna Shas. It's nowhere to find them. So in a full Vilna Shas, a 20-volume set, so at the end of the Brachos volume, they'll have all the other Meseftas run. At the end of the Nida volume, they'll have all the other Meseftas of Seder Taharis. And the end of Avodah Zarah, which includes in typical printing, Meseftas Avodah Zarah with Bavli, Meseftas Harius with Bavli. I'll also throw in the two Meseftas that are missing Bavli for that Seder, Idios and Avos. And here's the thing, you could just get a Mishnayos off the shelf, but that has its own charm. But learning Mishnayos from a Vilna Shas has its own charm, which is that in the Vilna printing, they printed these Meseftas of Mishnayos with Rishonim. So if you want to learn, you can get a Pirush HaRambam on Zerah and Taurus and some other edition. You can have a hard time finding Pirush Harash Mishans and Pirush Harash on Zerah and Taurus unless you open up the Vilna Shas. And if you open up your handy dandy Mishnayos set, you will get Avos with the classic Pirushim on Mishnayos. If you want to get the full set of Pirushim HaRishonim, you'll have the easiest time if you open up a Gemara Avodah Zarah, where the Avos will be presented with Rashi, Rambam, and Rabbeinu Yonah, as well as the other Perushim on the side. That's what Yaakov Kamenetsky would say. Shabbos afternoon. The minhag Yisrael is Shabbos afternoon. In the summertime, you learn Perkei Avos. He says, you yeshiva guys. And don't just like, quickly read the Mishnayos. Do it for real. Open up the Gemara. And learn Avos with Yin. Learn Avos with Rashi. Learn Avos with Rambam. Learn Avos with Ben Yonah. That's exactly what Revolver was saying right here. If you're gonna take on Avos seriously, you can do it the way you do things that you do seriously. You're gonna learn at the end. And he closes, and we'll close for now, the two closing reflections on Pirkei Avos. Number one, what am I going to gain from others? Number one, I will learn how to live. And these are very critical aspects of how to live. We had halacha before, Aruch Chaim, Bichus Brachas, and Shabbos, and Yom Tov, and so forth. But Haiman Dubai, Remedi Chasida, one Masechta the Gemara mentions is Brachos, which is part of Aruch Chaim, and another one is Avos. And I'll learn how to live. Mishnah is Avos, how to improve myself, how to improve my midos, how to improve the way I handle situations. And aside from that, it's very fascinating. It'll train us to approach Chazal with respect. And that itself is a comment in Pirkei Avos, the respect the words of Chazal. He might also be thinking about the opening comment of the Bar Tanura. The opening Bar Tanura in Avos wants to know Bar Tanura in all of Mishnayos. In Avos, it's a very strange opening Mishnah. That's the first Mishnah in Avos. What should you give to Tara Messina, right? The content is not strange. The content is true and incredibly important. But what's strange is the location. Like, why is that in Avos? We're already more than halfway through Shabbos Mishnayos. About two-thirds way through Shabbat. Oh, by the way, Moshe Kibbutar Mizina. Why didn't they brachas? Why didn't start brachas? Before you start Yeshma, start. Abosai, Moshe Kibbutar, that's the way the Rabbam does it, right? And the Hakadamata Mishnah Torah, he gives you the whole chain of Masorah. Here's the background, here's where this came from, and let me put you, the learner, and this sefer that you're looking at in the context of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Moshe Rabbeinu, and all the Bali Masorah. That would be a very logical way to go about it. So why don't Mishnayos do that? Why is it Avos? Does Avos have Moshe Kibbutar Mizina? So Bar Tanura says, you're right. In a certain sense, maybe it would have been more logical to put it at the head. But if you had nothing to put it here, it teaches us something very important, which is, this is the Masechta where it's least obvious as part of Moshe Kibbutar Mizina. We intuit that Nagayim was not just, you know, someone had a good idea. The Gaon is rooted in the Psukim and Tazriyim and Tzorah, and these are interpretations of Chazal. Sometimes people need Chizuk in that as well. But that halachic Masechtos are part of Moshe Kibbutar Mizina. But all the more so, I might think, yeah, you know, Pirkei Avos, the Bar Tanura says many things. They were wise people, and they had, wisdom literature, but their own wisdom literature. Bartner says, no, they were very wise people, but this is the wisdom of Avos is also part of the Masorah of Tarshav, is also part of Moshe Kibbutar Mizina, which is by the significance of what we mentioned before, the Vilna Gaon saying, Vilna Gaon writing a running commentary where he shows how this is a pasuk in Yishayahu, this is a pasuk in Tresha, this is a pasuk in Bamidbar, and so on and so forth. To show this is, as we understand with the halachic parts of Torah, the Avos also is Tar Shal Peh intertwined with the Tar Shal Peh. To learn Avos and to learn the opening Mishnah is to come and then to spend time on what did Rabbi Tarfon say, what did Rabbi Kiva say, what did Hillel say, what did Shammai say, and so on and so forth. That trains us to, it can yield, learned thoughtfully, Avos can yield a closer connection with the Bali Masorah and greater respect. The Bali Masorah, there's a famous drasha of Pidyon Aved that Rav gave in 1974. Talks about it at Pidyon Aved. He's talking about the sense of the chain of Masorah, and he talks about, you know, imagine an old Rebbe walks into Shir, all the young Talmidim, bright eyed. He feels like, how does he connect with such a generation gap? But he says, I have to do what I have to do. So opens the Gemara, begins to give the shir. And then all of a sudden the door opens. And in walks, it's very dramatic. In walks, I forget the drama, I'm not going to get all the details right, but I'll give an approximation. In walks a man with a beard and a turban, and it's the Rambam. And then the door opens again, and in walks another, and Rebbe Akiva. And the door opens again, Rebbe Tarfon walks in, the Rebbe walks in, the Rebbe Tam walks in. And all of a sudden, everyone in the room is engaged in a conversation that spans generations. And the Rebbe... Rebbe asks a question against the Rambam, and the Talmud gives a terrors, and the Rambam, you see this small smile on the Rambam's face. And now, what's he trying to say? He was dramatizing what does happen every time you learn, which is when you open a Gemara, you're all of a sudden you're like transcending centuries. You're connecting with Ravina and with Rebbe Akiva and with the Rambam and with the Ravid and with Rebbe Akiva Eger, and that's part. Some we take for granted that when you throw yourself into learning, you're connected to Knesset Yisrael. You like all of a sudden like you become Talmud Torah is one of the ways in which all the different generations of Knesset Yisrael can connect, and that sense of connectedness to Bali Masorah is palpable when you learn anything, and a certain aspect of it is going to be driven, he's saying, by learning for your guns. By focusing on the members of individual Balei Masorah, and with the introduction of that opening mission. And finally, to the extent that Pirkei Avos will be a companion as we travel through life, not just something I learned once, but it's an old friend, and it's something that I return to. So it's part of how I think of it, it's one of the partners I have in my journey through life, Nigalebe Ma'amareha Yesodos Niflav Uma'or Shabbatorah. Through returning back to others periodically over the course of a lifetime, you come to greater and deeper appreciation over time. As you come to it as a teenager, you come to it as a single guy in your 20s, you come to it as a married man in your 20s, you come to it as a parent of several. In your late 20s, your early 30s, you're marrying off children, you're learning Pirkei Avos, and you're a grandfather, you're learning Pirkei Avos, and as you return to it again and again, over many decades, you appreciate more. And the same Mishnah means something different. The same Mishnah, you see what you didn't see before, and it will enable us to appreciate the Ma'or Shabbatovah. That, of course, that closing phrase for today, is a quote from which Masechta? Ma'or Shabbatovah. I believe it's Masechas Kiddush, Gemara and Kiddush around that kilometer or so, that zone, where Gemara talks about Talmud Torah, and the Gemara says, I believe it's in Masechas Kiddush, the Gemara says that if a Jew learns Torah seriously, even if he's certain mitzvahs are very tenuous, but learning Torah in an authentic way, Ma'or Shabbat Machzir Lamutu, the light within Torah will bring him back. It doesn't mean that everyone learns Torah is a perfect person, for sure. No stretch of the imagination, which is part of what he's talking about here. The Gemara says it's the light within the Torah, the Ma'or Shabbat Torah, Machzir Lamutav. So I need to access that. I can learn Torah in a very sort of arm's length way and not really let it get inside my kishkas. It's only getting in my head, it's not getting in my heart. It will not have that impact on my neshama. Pirkei Avos, he's saying, will not only train us to be Balei Midos, it'll train us to, we'll connect, all of the rest of our learning will be far more connected. Our Bava Basra will be different if we're learning Pirkei Avos. And not learn Pirkei Avos once. Pirkei Avos is part of who we are. Our Bava Basra will be different. Our Yevamos will be different. Our Bechoros will be different. Our Erechon will be different. Because we've been, it'll allow, the Avos will allow us to connect to the Ma'or Shev Bava Basra. Allow us to connect to the Ma'or Shev Exuvos. It'll shape us and change us and change our relationship with Torah. That's a very, very powerful. The leverage is incredible. The half hour a week spent on learning Pirkei Avos could over time change the hours per day and multiply the impact of the hours per day spent on tomorrow. We'll pick a mitzvah next time. We'll see the last leg of this parak of key critical fundamental svar.